You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up tonight at 7, it's Ken Rudin's Political Junkie. Tonight, with President Obama's Supreme Court nomination in limbo, Ken talks about President Nixon's ill-fated Supreme Court nominations in 1969 and 1970, both rejected by the Senate. That's tonight at 7.
First, night owls tend to get the short end of the stick in today's world. People who stay up late can be seen as lazy and undisciplined. And we've even got sayings spelling out the superior virtue of early risers, like the early bird gets the worm.
But some night owls say they're tired of facing societal discrimination and point out that new science shows our bodies might be hardwired to want to sleep late. We've got an article about that up on the Central Time Facebook page.
Carolyn Schur joins us now. She's a sleep success coach, speaker, author, and proud night owl. Her career in sleep started with her efforts to help other night owls live in an early bird world. Carolyn, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, you got involved advocating for night owls quite a few years ago. Has anything changed since then? Are we living in a world that's maybe more friendly to night owls?
I don't know. I think there is more awareness, maybe, that we do have night owls and early birds. But I don't know that overall things have changed in terms of making things easier for night owls. I'm sad to say that because when I first started writing and talking about this subject and advocating for night owls, that was 20 years ago. And so it takes a long time. But the fact that you're doing shows like this and that you're making reference to an article on the subject and all of that kind of thing means that there's some awareness that's starting to become available.
Can you give us a sense of how things are stacked against that person who is a night owl? They're just wired to go to bed late, get up late. What kind of challenges do they face in the schedule of the world they live in?
Oh, it's quite significant. I mean, I am a prime example of that. There are, you know, all kinds of issues that come up with primarily meeting schedules in the morning. So whether you're going to school, and that was the case for me, going to classes early in the morning, and early means, you know, for me, 8:30 means early. But people who are going to work at, 7:30, 8 o'clock, which are a common start times to the day, it's very hard to be awake at that time. And even if you are forced to be awake, because we have these things called alarm clocks, that you're still really not, physically and mentally alert enough to be able to really be productive. So that is challenging. I mean, that's the primary challenge is, these early morning schedules. But the other challenge, and that article that you referenced, makes reference to this as well, is it's often the emotional toll that it takes because of the kinds of sayings that you talked about earlier. And that idea that, in my case, I felt very guilty about not being able to be normal. Why couldn't I get up when everyone else got up? And so lots of people feel that somehow that they're less than because they're not able to fit into this early bird schedule. And that by itself just takes an emotional toll.
What do we know about the science, what science has to say about whether we are really just sort of pre-programmed to be early birds or night owls?
Yeah, the science on this is fairly well established. Being a night owl or early bird, and there is a third type, which is called intermediate types, but this is a continuum with early birds at one end and intermediates and night owls at the other end. So this is a continuum of a characteristic that's called circadian type. And so that circadian type is all really just about the functioning of, or the cycling rather, of body temperature and how that dictates when you have a physiological predisposition. And that's what we're talking about here, circadian type, and here come some big words. Circadian type is about genetically predetermined physiological characteristics. And so, you know, that's the same thing as if somebody has red hair, that's a genetically predetermined physiological characteristic. And circadian type is as well. So instead of having blonde, black, and red hair, we have night owls, early birds, and intermediates.
Talking to Carolyn Scher, she's a sleep success coach, and we're talking about the challenges of being a night owl, somebody who's wired really in a lot of ways to go to bed late, get up later than the rest of us, but they're in a world set to an early bird schedule for the most part. And Carolyn, I want to talk about teenagers a little bit. We hear a lot about kids and teens and sleep and sometimes the clash between sleep schedule and the school schedule. Do you see this as a particularly big problem for teenagers?
Oh, absolutely. This is a huge problem. Talk to any teacher. In fact, I was doing a presentation for a class I don't know, 16, 17-year-olds in a high school, and it was 10 o'clock in the morning, and half of them literally were sleeping on their desks. Now, I know sometimes I'm not the most engaging speaker, but I was thinking, you know, if this was a math class or this was a science class, you absolutely would want all of those students to be alert and attentive and able to learn. So, again, there is fairly well-established research now that shows that these students are not learning well, that with start times, and in the United States, start times in high schools are, 7:30 in the morning sometimes. And so there's been quite an effort in the United States particularly to try to get the start times to at least 8:30. I know I'm familiar with a couple of high schools where I live in Canada, and their start times are usually no earlier than 8:30, but some of them have now moved to 9 o'clock start times, and they have found that there are tremendous differences in students just being more awake and more alert. So, yeah, school start times are a very big issue.
And as you say, that is a movement that seems like it's picking up some momentum, seems like it's largely data-driven, and that's influencing it. Do you see any sort of corollary for just regular work schedules maybe being more flexible for people maybe on the horizon?
Well, there absolutely, again, in terms of workplace management, there is very much more an interest or a drive to have more flexible work schedules. But unfortunately, that flexibility is being driven by other workplace concerns like, increased staffing or increased workload or offering benefits to employees in terms of being able to work from home and those kinds of things. So that flexibility in the workplace has not yet gone to, looking at circadian type and how flexibility is so valuable for that. As a byproduct of flexibility in the workplace, then night owls are, particularly those that have the flexibility to work at home, are benefiting from it. But that's not the primary reason for flexibility. I would certainly like to have, people and employers consider it more, but it's not happening yet.
So that means there are going to be a lot of people who are night owls by nature, and they're stuck with an early school schedule or an early work schedule. Do you have some advice on how they can make the best of it, how they can do what they can to adjust their sleep schedule so they're reasonably alert and productive?
Well, it's pretty hard for night owls to adjust their sleep schedules in any way. I mean, and that's the case for early birds as well, because this is a physiological characteristic that's operating with a set of physiology in your body, it's pretty hard to change. There are some things that are possible, but, the advice we frequently give to night owls is, you should just go to bed earlier. And you have to understand that we can force ourselves to wake at a certain time, but it is very difficult to force ourselves to sleep at a time when our body is not ready for sleep. So that kind of advice to night owl types is really not useful. one of the first things that I say in terms of how do you manage this for night owls is to actually recognize that this is a physiological trait that's being manifested. It's not about you being lazy. It's not about you being a loser. It's not about you being a less than perfect person and all of that kind of thing. I mean, I've been there. I know all those feelings. So just recognizing that, you know, no one gives you a hard time because of the color of your hair, and so no one should be giving you a hard time about this. So that acceptance of this is your body, this is how you were made. And I also say ditch the guilt. Guilt serves no purpose here. So when you have an awareness that your body is working the way it's supposed to be working, then ditch the guilt. A lot of, I say, ask for accommodation in your workplace, and I've heard both sides of this argument when people say, well, our organization is too small to allow for that flexibility, or our organization is too big. And you know, in both those situations, I think you have more options than you think that you do, and especially if you ask for the accommodation, not as the employer doing something for you, but you can frame it as a benefit to your employer.
And we're talking with Carolyn Schur right now about what it's like to be a night owl in an early rising world. She is a proud night owl herself, also a sleep expert and an author.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a night owl? How do you navigate maybe an early scheduled job? Does your boss understand if he has to come in late? Do you think that night owls just don't get a fair shake? The deck is stacked against them in our society. And what questions do you have for our guest? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. And we're talking about what it can be like to be a night owl in a world that feels geared toward the early bird. Talking with a proud night owl herself and sleep expert and author, Carolyn Schur.
And we want to hear from you. Is this you? Is this your story? Are you a night owl in an early bird world? How do you navigate that? How does it affect you? What would change? What could help you? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we'll go to our callers now. We've got Jackie on the line in Madison. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, good morning. Afternoon. I can relate to this story. When I was in my 20s, I worked a graveyard shift. And I always thought, you know, wouldn't it be nice if there was some club, for example, that might be open for folks that were working the same schedule that I did. For example, my folks, other friends that would work 9 to 5, usually you'd, you know, maybe go out to the club and party at around 9 or 10. And I wish that there were a club that I could go to at noon or 2 in the afternoon, and there'd be other people that are in the same schedule as me, you know, and have some drinks and dance and party at that time. So I always thought there'd be a market for something like that.
Yeah, interesting point, Jackie. Thanks for that. Carolyn, I don't know, that seems like something there would be potential for if you look at the 24-hour global marketplace, which is always open somewhere. What do you think?
Yeah, and that is the case that we do have services available much more on a 24-hour basis. So, for instance, if you're coming off shift and you need to get groceries, you know, whether that's 7 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock at night, or it's 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, there's usually a grocery store open, you know, and perhaps not a bar or entertainment at 7 o'clock in the morning, but increasingly that's becoming the case. I do want to say something actually about this particular comment about doing night shift. Shift workers are, you know, an entirely different group from night owls. But as much as we talk about the disadvantages of being a night owl in our early bird world, we are increasingly becoming a 24-hour world with activities on all the time. And this need for doing night shift is becoming more and more common. And it just so happens that night owls, in spite of struggling with getting to work in the early morning, are actually quite well adapted to being night shift workers. And so that's an advantage that night owls do have, that if you are struggling with getting to work at an early time, maybe you do need to consider a job which is more conducive to the type of schedule that you have. And doing work in the evening or doing a night shift is that kind of work.
Thanks for that call, Jackie. Scott on Facebook writes, the only thing discriminating against late risers, he says, is the real world. The sun rises early. Stop validating the lazy, Scott writes. So I assume you've heard this argument before, Carolyn. What do you say to that?
Oh, I just want to scream when I hear that. I'm sorry. No, I mean, Scott really needs to understand, and it's the kind of thing that I hear from people who really don't understand how the body works. And yes, we are influenced by sunlight and the daylight. That is true. But there also is this physiology that happens in the body, and there's a number of facets associated with that. So we won't get into that. But this is a physiology that happens with the body. And that's why we exhibit this sleep-wake behavior. It has nothing to do with laziness.
And that's where we'll leave it. Carolyn, thanks for joining us. That was Carolyn Schur, a sleep success coach, speaker, author, and night owl, talking about night owls in an early bird world.